Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, the DJV crowd without G. But I think having Warren Eckstein here, your animal's best friend, is a good way. I found something here that really strikes a chord with people. Warren is one of my best broadcast friends. I don't even remember. Oh, I do remember when we met, actually. The first week, you probably don't remember this. The first week that I was on the air at KABC in Los Angeles, it was December of 1993. And Bob Kay, who is now my general manager, but at that time was the program director at KABC, he said, let's go out to Warren's doing a remote someplace. I don't know. I think it was in Pasadena. If I remember correctly, for some reason, it was on a sound stage, so maybe it wasn't in Pasadena. But I remember walking up to you. You had a table and all kinds of stuff there was on it, and there were dogs all over the place. And it was for some local pet store, because you were doing both the show for KBC at the time and, I think, the national program. But anyway, the point is that you were you're actually pretty funny. You have this dry, you have a, what is there? I can say this because I believe you and I are good friends. You have this sort of almost wry dryness to you. And you don't realize when you're, people say this about me too, maybe that's why we're friends. I don't understand when I'm being funny. I don't think you understand when you're being funny, but you are. You have a, and how, what a wonderful way to put things together, because people love folks who are warm and friendly. And what could be better than a warm, friendly guy who loves dogs and cats and animals? You're the perfect. It's no wonder women are falling all over you every place you go.
Oh, yeah. I can't beat them away. It's unbelievable. But, you know, it's interesting that you said that. But when you're talking about a subject like animals, it's, you know, there are people out there that like animals and talk about them. But this is my life. This is my passion. So when I talk about them, I guess everything inside of me comes out and I don't hold anything back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, just to sort of bring that around full bore, I keep talking about this Constellation program that I'm involved in because it's helping me find out so much about me and therefore about what goes on in my mind and my life. And we were talking about my best friends yesterday and narrowed it down, in fact, to three people, three women who have been my best friends over the course of my life. And one of them was Charlotte. Without question, without a doubt, she was as the maybe the most supportive being in my life. And how many people, when you realize that, think about it, analyze the people that you've been closest to in your life or the beings, and see if you can't, some those of you who really get your relationship with your dog, well, maybe it's any kind of a pet, but in this circumstance, we're talking about the dog, do they not prove to be, if they really are into you, if you found the right pet, the right friend, the right furry friend. We were talking about how I remember how to spell friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. A friend is a friend till the end. And I figured that I'd only have three people, maybe even only two, who have been my friend consistently. And so Charlotte certainly is there. And I wonder how many, I ask that question of those of you who are listening, when you think about your friends, your really good friends, do they give the right meaning to the word friend?
Well, you know, there's no facade, Doug. You know, when you're working with a dog or a cat, they're honest. You know, a dog's not going to buy you a drink and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. He's not giving you the drink first. So the bottom line is, when you're dealing with animals, there's that honesty. I think that's what I appreciate more than anything in the world, is the honesty and the concept that they're asking for nothing in return.
No, they want to please. But by nature, dogs have found endless ways to prove themselves useful to you. I mean, Charlotte, although I think bulldogs were sort of trying to, they were aimed at or bred to help with livestock. I mean, their legs are so short, there's not much you're going to do there, but that's what the name bulldog comes from. But a lot of dogs on the farm certainly keep protect the crops from certain prey. How many of you have dogs that have kept intruders out of your home just by the bark?
There's nothing kind of we've asked them to do. In other words, with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up on the 15th, I spent a lot of time there with the search and rescue dogs, and they just wanted to keep going. One of the dogs I talk about, and I hate to get off on a tangent here, one of the German shepherds that I worked with at 9/11 was one of the dogs that belonged to the NYPD, and as you know, I was called in by them to help them out. And the bottom line is this was the first German shepherd on the job. He was the first one there after the attack, cut four of his paws, went home with the officer that night. The officer was getting ready to leave for work the next morning. The dog went absolutely nuts, would not let the officer work without taking him back. They bandaged the legs, and the dog went right back searching for people. That's how amazing these animals are.
They really are. And I don't think we give them anywhere near enough credit. But I see some of the dogs that are work. And dogs, there are, you know, the expression working like a dog. There are plenty of dogs who are in service, like the one you just described. I know there are a lot of dogs that are now in service to people who have veterans that have lost legs and arms and things like that. You see more
traumatic
and more
brain injury, PTSD. Yeah. Dogs they've done phenomenal work with them.
I work with a group now that does nothing but specifically work with dogs that, in fact, they work with dogs specifically for veterans coming back with PTSD. But also, more important than that, the organization is also, and I'm excited about this, one of my close friends, her son, returned from Afghanistan, was a canine handler, and I kind of guided him a little bit. He came home, and he's going to be reunited before Christmas, and he hasn't seen the dog since he left Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he's going to be able to adopt the dog, which is a great new change in some of the laws, which is fantastic.
Yeah. That's been a change that a lot of people have been lobbying for, allowing the handlers to adopt the dogs when they're no longer in service.
And they ought to be able to.
Yes, absolutely.
They ought to be able to. Isn't that what the movie Mac is about?
Well, the movie Max was based on one of my friend's dogs. It was based on Saxon. Saxon, a German shepherd that was just with me in Sedona doing an appearance for a veterans memorial. And it was interesting. Saxon was the dog that the movie was based on. The dog was shot through the head, was also blown up, has partial ear. And I worked with him on a Saturday, and he passed away Tuesday.
Mm. Oh, no.
He was driving from Sedona, Arizona, back to New Mexico and had a heart attack. But you know what? The dog had an incredible life. The dog did amazing stuff. And even after his service, what he was doing now was working with wounded warriors, helping them get back into society.
All right, Warren Eckstein is with us here. And Victoria has a training question for Warren in just a moment. I think it'll apply to a lot of you. Stand by, 14 after the hour.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star is a two-time Gold Glove winner and the 1994 National League Rookie of the Year. In 1997, he became the first Dodger to join the 30-30 club, repeating the feat in 1999.
Oh, man, turning on this one, hits it high and deep. It's gone!
So where is Raul Mondesi now? Since retiring from baseball in 2005, Raul has returned to his home in the Dominican Republic, where he's taking a swing at politics. In May of 2006, Raul was elected to a seat in the Chamber of Deputies for the Dominican Liberation Party. And in May of 2010, he was elected mayor of his hometown, San Cristobal.
La clase política no cambia. Ahora nos toca el caso del síndico PRDista de San Cristobal, Raul Mondesi.
Raul Mondesi, a true hometown hero. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know what your handwriting says about you? Does it really reveal your personality? Probably so. Think about it. Words spin around in your brain, find themselves soaked in all of your quirks and traits, and then they pop out of your hand. Here's the science of it. First, note the slant of your handwriting. If it slants to the right, you're emotional. If it slants to the left, you're rather pent up, perhaps even a little retentive. It takes a lot to get emotion out of you. Is your handwriting large? Well, you've got an ego you want to show to the world. You want to be noticed.
I'm a genius.
What about your handwriting's pressure? Does it go through three pages, look like pent up anger?
I'm as mad as hell.
Dot your I's with flowers. I just stopped doing that.
You're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have something to hide, you better print. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 17 after the hour, Victoria Keelan has a training question for Warren Eckstein. So what kind of a dog are we talking about? What are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve?
This is our little puppy, Bentley. We rescued him. He's a Sato from Puerto Rico. So he was a stray, and he and his whole pack, his whole litter, we rescued them, and they've all been rehomed, or they never had a home, so they now have forever homes. So I'm wondering if there's a different way to approach training a dog who, from the first 7 months of his life, he was just a stray on the streets. Because our biggest problem is he's eaten the couch, he's eaten the rugs, he's eaten the curtains, and he ate a chair. So, and he's little, but how do we differentiate between a toy that he's allowed to chew and the furniture that he's not allowed to chew?
Well, let me first explain what not to do. Very often when people see the dog chewing the couch or chewing a shoe, they'll take it away and say, don't do that, and hand a dog a toy of his own. What you just said is anytime you want a new toy, go chew the couch or go chew a shoe. You're rewarding that bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So the best way to resolve the issue is, number one, is to rotate the items in the house. This was a stray dog, so we didn't have toys to play with. He had to chew.
Right.
He was teething on whatever was around. So my recommendation is increase the exercise, number one. Rotate mm-hmm. the toys every other day. Put down six on Monday, pick them up, put new ones down on Tuesday, put the old ones back on Wednesday. Use some of the bit of products that are available on the market as well. And make sure that when you leave the dog, because that's generally when chewing takes place, is when you leave the dog.
Yes.
Don't make a big deal out of leaving. The second biggest lie in the world is people telling their dog they'll be right back.
Don't
say goodbye. Listen. Dogs are smart. He knows when you pick up your keys. He knows when you pick up your purse, you're leaving for a long time. Go out of the house a few times without the keys, without the person. Come right back in. He'll get the idea, I promise.
When I would go to California and leave and she'd see my bags getting packed, if she'd go, you could tell her attitude. She'd turn her away from me.
Our pugs just jump in our suitcase.
Yeah, that's my dog down. Jumps in my suitcase. I found the stuff I find in my suitcase, little dog toys, a little piece of biscuit, a little this, a little that.
But she would always, if I wasn't taking her with me, and I couldn't always take her with me to go back and forth, and so she would sit there with her back to me, and then when I came home, she would almost jump out the door.
You guys just had a very, very special. You're allowed to have. You can love all your dogs that you live with in your life, but you're allowed one special one. Charlotte was yours.
Warren, in the minute we have left, Victoria mentioned the stray from Puerto Rico. When I go to Colombia, there's stray dogs everywhere. I mean, how many countries are like the United States? I would imagine some European countries. And what do these third world countries who just have stray animals all over the place try to do about them?
Well, you know, it's interesting because many countries are even more advanced than we are, especially the European countries. For example, in England, it's against the law to declaw a cat or cut a dog's ears. In terms of South America and some of those third world countries, there are organizations now in this country trying to get together to go into those countries and really aid the animals. I know there's a lot of rescue taking place in Puerto Rico, a lot of rescue I'm dealing with taking place in Mexico, and I think it's going to go further down towards South America as well.
All right.
So.
Good work and good information. Lots of help from Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show every weekend, thepetshow.com, and his Hugs and Kisses mineral and vitamin line, hugsandkisses.com.